You know the lottery, maybe you've even played in hopes of winning the big prize. But in Arizona, there's another way to try your luck for lots of money.
Play to win. Play to heal. Play for $1 million.
The Health and Wealth Raffle started in 2003 to benefit the Barrow Neurological Foundation, so rather than a state-run lottery, it's run by the nonprofit to raise funds. For more, here's the show's Steve Goldstein. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
So why a raffle?
Mark, it's the same logic as the lottery. So people want to win, and it's a different way for Barrow to raise money by incentivizing people to donate. Tickets are $100 a piece, and raffle director Eric Stauber says it packs a double punch by also getting the word out about the nonprofit.
This year, we kind of changed up a little bit on strategy and focus. We did in the fall, we primarily focused on kind of returning players and just more of a retention kind of raffle. We want to reward loyal players. And in the spring, we were going to do this very broad market campaign.
And that spring raffle just wrapped up, and the grand prize winner of $1 million will be announced this morning. Guys, as you heard Stauber say, they tried to reach a broader base, and it worked. Ticket sales went up, and he says they got players from around the state. But there's something else really interesting here. They changed the tone a lot in these ads this year, moving from focusing on the big prizes to focusing on the quote-unquote good deed side of it.
I may not have won a prize, but I might be helping somebody.
Someone's always winning when you play.
Yeah, absolutely.
I play the raffle because I believe in this hospital. I think that's reason enough.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely a different tone.
It is, and that's why we decided to reach out to Sheena Ashley to find out whether it's part of a trend. She's director of the Center on Nonprofits and Philanthropy at the Urban Institute. I started by asking her whether nonprofits need to update their plans now to make sure they're personalizing pitches to potential donors.
Absolutely. All the evidence suggests that donors prefer raising and giving money for discrete items and discrete projects. They like to be able to tie a straight line between the gift and what's being produced with that gift. And it's particularly what makes charitable giving different for the individual donor. It's unlike our taxes, where we have to provide something that goes into a big public pot, and we don't necessarily know what that directly goes to fund. Charitable giving gives us the opportunity to voluntarily give of our resources to something we want to create. And so we actually can name that public value and see that public value being created from the seeds we've invested in it.
Is there a balance sort of in our brains between the allure of winning prizes and then doing a good deed for someone?
I think they go together. Why not? I mean, I think it's kind of innovative for the hospital to do this. You know, we are particularly in society now, we like the ability to give and create public and positive goods through everything that we do. So when I'm going into a store to buy a cup of coffee, why not do good even in that exchange? And so the ability to be thinking about winning a prize or participating in something in my workplace, and that I can even in doing that do good, only enhances it rather than taking away from it. And I think in this particular case, the shift that they did to make it more personal, although it does ring back to those appeals that were sort of manipulating people's emotions, it actually is innovative in that it's picking up on a shift that we're starting to see in donor motivation, and that donors are looking to give more directly to beneficiaries, and they want a personal story. The rise that we've seen now in gifts that go peer-to-peer or person-to-person giving, where they're bypassing the organization itself, is an increasing trend, and I think this is a way for that hospital to tap into that changing trend.
Where do you see the balance between large donors and smaller donors? Do they need both? Are they better served by having many, many smaller?
I think more nonprofits now are awakening up to the power of the small gift. And also beyond that, for those small gifts, rather than just being donors, they're part of that organization's community. They're the advocates for that organization. They allow and help with public pressure, right? And they are in themselves social marketers through their own social media. And so we're finding nonprofits looking differently at that small donor, even though the costs are high to get those small amounts of donations. The other gifts that they get by engaging a broader public, they're starting to see that as substituting for some of the costs that they would have. And I think nonprofits are smart to see the advantages of large donations from donors, but there's also concern about the influence that having major donors can have on the mission.
Are nonprofits generally nervous right now, more nervous than they would be because of some of the proposed cuts the administration has talked about?
The sector is very nervous right now, and I think the uncertainty around where the direction might go in government, it's hard. I think the narrative that's been put out so far around the private sector or the public charities being able to fill the gaps for the reductions in federal spending is what's making them nervous. It's not so much just the cuts that could come to their own budget, but at the same time that those cuts come and their ability to serve their constituents, it's going to be an expectation that private philanthropy will fill the gap. And we're all very much aware that the scale is too big and that private charity cannot meet the scale of providing public resources that the federal government has been responsible for.
And that is Sheena Ashley of the Center on Nonprofits and Philanthropy at the Urban Institute. And guys, going back to how we started the story, the grand prize winner of $1 million in the Health and Wealth raffle will be announced any minute now.
Very exciting stuff. Thanks, Steve. That's Steve Goldstein of KJZC.